As we closed out the first quarter, Holcomb with the ball and trailing Scott City 7-0, but they drove down the field pretty good, and they had a good drive that started at their own 39-yard line. They marched it to well into Scott City territory, but Scott City's defense stiffened up when they needed to, and on fourth down, Holcomb, they were going to go for the touchdown right away on fourth down, and the Beavers had a great stop.
Big fourth down here in 7 at the Scott City 22 here for Holcomb. This is their 12th play of the drive. Started at their own 39. They've converted 2 or 3 third downs, and this is their first fourth down attempt. Scott City last week was 1 of 5 on defense on fourth downs. Four receivers set. Johnson, Scott City shows blitz. Back to pass, plenty of time. Down the seam, and the pass is going to be knocked away, incomplete. Good defense that time as the intended receiver is Chris Palacios. And Scott City knocked the ball. He was behind him. And it's a turnover on downs for the Beavers, and they get a good defensive stop there at the 22 of Scott City.
As Scott City forced the turnover on downs, they would start the drive at their own 21 with a 7-0 lead here, and they moved the ball down the field pretty quickly, and it happened on one of the earlier plays of this drive here. They get into Longhorn territory. It was set up on a nice pass play by a couple of seniors connecting. The 43-yard pass play would set up Scott City in pretty good shape there at the Holcomb 34-yard line. In two plays, Scott City would go 4 yards, but on third down, it would be a turnover that would cost Scott City the possession and would give the ball back to the Longhorns.
Wing T set up, tight end right side, receiver right. Holcomb shows blitz on third and about 5. Handoff right side. This is to Kale Wheeler, his first carry, and he fumbles the football. Holcomb says they have it at the 30-yard line, and they do. That is Scott City's first turnover of the year as Kai Johnson comes up from under the pile with the football. And
Holcomb forcing Scott City into their first turnover of the year with 7.5 to go first quarter. Holcomb would have just a 3-play drive. They would net 3 yards in their first 2 plays, but on third down, it would be the ground game on the jet sweep that would put Holcomb on the board.
Holcomb is 2 of 4 on third downs. They have a 3rd and 7 from the 33. 7 minutes, first half, 7-0 Scott City. Scott City showing blitz as Holcomb sends a man in motion. It'd be a jet sweep right side for Knoll. Has some blockers in front of him. 35 has the first down. Uh-oh, 40. Midfield, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Trango trips him up. Nope, in 10, 5, touchdown. A jet sweep on the right side for Levi Knoll. As an injured Longhorn at a 40-yard line, that works as a 67-yard touchdown run, and it is 7-6 Beavers with 6:41 to go first half. And once again, Scott City has one timeout left now, a 4th and 1 at the Holcomb 9. Two wings set up. They'll send a man in motion to be rolling to the right as King. Looks in the end zone. Pass is going to be intercepted in the end zone, and
get him
here
tackled.
Comes Cooper Henson. He'll be tackled at about the 11-yard line. Not a bad pass play on fourth down, but just read nicer by Holcomb.
Tough play there in the end zone to end the first half with the interception for Scott City. Ended a nice drive of about 16 plays, and they covered 54 yards on that drive in over 6 minutes. And looked like the receiver, intended receiver, also slipped. It would have been a tough play in the end zone right there. But nonetheless, Holcomb with the second forced turnover of the night at the time, and you look back, maybe that could have swung a lot of momentum into Holcomb's favor heading into the locker room and into the second half. But Scott City still had the 1-point lead going into the break at 7-6 there. And it would be Holcomb getting the ball to begin the third quarter. And we'll have more of that coming up in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.